We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso and their upcoming production of The Woman in Black, based on a novel. It's actually just a two-person play, but we have the director that's going to talk us a little about, Lisa Formoso Parmigiano, and it's opening October 3rd, running through October 20th, and it's an interesting show. Lisa, thank you so much for coming back on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks. Nice seeing you.
Nice to see you, too.
So tell us a little bit about the show, The Woman in Black. It's, as I gather, basically a two-person show with an understudy voiceover going on.
Correct. It's interesting because it sticks very closely to the novel, which is very different than the film that Daniel Radcliffe was in. And it's a ghost story. And I say story because it's really told as if it is a story. There's a gentleman whose name is Kipps who has gone through an experience 40 or 50 years prior, and he feels as if he needs to write it all down and tell it out loud so that he can let it go. So he hires an actor to help him tell the story. So the actor plays Kipps as a younger person going through this, and then the Kipps, who wrote it, plays all the other characters as he remembers them. So it takes place in an old Victorian theater. We're setting it in Edwardian time, so right around 1905. And it's great because it takes place in a theater on a stage that is in transition. It's not currently being used for a set or anything. So they're performing and talking, they become friends through it. And you get taken through the journey that he went through. And it's terribly frightening at times to hear it. Yes, it is. It's been described as terrifying. And what's interesting is I myself am not a big horror genre fan. I do like a mystery and suspense. And that's what really drew me to this play, because when I read it, I thought, oh my goodness, this is really, it's a, just an incredibly beautiful story, and told in a very simple, non-complicated way. So that's the play, and I'm very excited to be working on it. My assistant director is Whitney Parrish, who is a wonderful consultant with horror, and a beautiful photographer, specialist with some of the effects we're working on, and the whole team is really dynamic. The third character that's never mentioned is the effects. I don't want to give it all away, but there are
can you sort of set the scene of like what the stage is going to look like without giving way too much away, but the atmosphere of it?
Sure. If you can imagine that you're stepping into an old Victorian theater with footlights at the base of the stage, the teaser and legs of a curtain outlining a proscenium, the ghost light is very prominent, and a couple platforms that have long legs on them that are, some chairs are covered with sheets. It looks like a set is in the process of being taken down. So you are in the actual place where the story is being told. You're immersed in it.
Excellent.
So it's going to be sounds and lights and just, boy, it
there
sounds
will
so
be
exciting.
Fogs and sound and lights and hopefully even a little bit of wind and a breeze on the back of your neck when you're sitting there watching. And I mean, we're trying for all of that.
Now, you're doing this show. How long have you been in rehearsal before you open on the first weekend in October?
We have been in rehearsal 2.5 to 3 weeks already. And we have been working on a lot of the effects prior to even holding auditions. We do have some of the sound. There's a bit of a nightmare at one point where all these sounds and lines and thoughts are going through his head. So there's voiceover, there's pre-taped work, there may be some video imagery that we're using. So all of that has been going on for a while. Work with the actors has been about 2.5-3 weeks already.
And do you find in a small cast show like this, where you're working with just two actors and made the voiceover, is a much more intimate experience than some of the other things you've directed?
It's absolutely an experience, because the connection that the two have, one of them, the young actor, is playing the person, Kipps, who wrote the manuscript, who wrote the story. So they really develop a compassion for each other. You also see a very interesting journey with Kipps, because he's not an actor, and he says he's not an actor, but he keeps getting better and better and better and more involved in playing the characters. And so on many levels, it was wonderful to see them work together and to work with them.
In our last few moments here, tell us about the show dates and availability at the Chicago Street Theater.
We have plenty of tickets available thus far. We open October 3rd and we run 3 full weekends. We do on the second week have a Thursday night where you can come and talk to us afterwards and experience a dialogue with the directors and cast.
We appreciate you coming to Honor Their Spotlight. Lisa Formosa Parmigiana, The Woman in Black, Chicago Street Theater opening October 4th. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing about the upcoming event.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for talking about it.
Thank you for asking. I really do appreciate it.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.